Okay, so let's start Periktes. Okay, Periktes is the topic is going to be mostly primarily tefillah, inyanim related to davening. So the guy here has the first yesod. He says is that you know a person goes sometimes to a tzaddik for a bracha. You want to go get a bracha or ask a tzaddik. You give the name to the tzaddik, assuming you gave enough money to Kupat HaYir or whatever. So you give the name to the tzaddik, and that tzaddik should daven for you. Well, look, why don't you just daven for yourself? Take out a sitter, make sure you have the kavana, you know, the kavana of the words, and that's it. He can understand the words better than you could. Take out the art scroll, study it, make sure you got the words well, properly, and daven. Why do you need someone else? So the Goyner explains, there's shnei dvarim tzarch adam la'alois ha'tfila. A person needs, there's two elements to get in tefillah to go up to Shemayim. There's two parts. Echad, shaloyeh b'mari detzlus in chayin. This is a Kabbalah language. But basically means that the person who's davening, the mari detzloisa, the guy davening, shouldn't have chayin. Shouldn't have averis. So one is dependent on the person who's preparing tefillah. The person presenting the tefillah has to be on a certain level. So the level of the person is a certain factor in the tefillah being miskabel. Beis shatfilah atzvoteinikia. The second factor is that the tefillah itself should be a tefillah which has the proper kavanah. So there's really two factors. One is you have to the having kavanah in the tefillah, but the person from whom the tefillah is being spoken, the person who's saying the tefillah, that's a big factor in the kabbalah of the tefillah. Hashem is going to be kabbalah more based on who's giving it. And he medayik this in the psukim, a very nice shot in the pasuk. V'zeo shekasav miyale b'har Hashem u'miyakum b'mkoyim kodshay. So he says it's referring to tefillah. Miyale b'har Hashem. Which tefillah is going to get to the har Hashem? Which tefillah is going to get up there? So the first thing is neki chapayim uvar levav. So neki chapayim is his hands are clean from avera. What does his hands have to do with it? So with the bar tzloisei the chayvin. He should be clean from avera. It's the person referring to that element of the tefillah. So for it to get up to shemayim yala bar Hashem neki chapayim, it's got to be coming from a person who's clean. Ubar levav, and it's got to come from a clean heart, meaning he has to put your whole heart into the tefillah as well. That's the other element, that the tefillah should come from a full heart. And so those are the two elements. So you have to have kavanah in the tefillah for a full heart, ubar levav, and it should also come from a nekicha bayin. And he says, that's the next part. Ubar levav, asher loy nasa lashav nafshi, is that his nefesh was never in vain. What's the nefesh? It's tefillah. The pasuk can tell. So I was shayfech nafshi. So asher loy nasol hashav nafshi. I never threw my nefesh in vain. In all my tefillas, my tefillah always has kavana. Please, Hashem, listen to the tefillah with kavana. V'loy nishba lemirma. That's referring to the rest of his ma'isim. That's referring to the tzaddik shaboy. Has to come from a tzaddik. V'loy nishba lemirma. Now the going says, why is loy nishba lemirma referring to someone that never did averis? Because it says in the Gemara Nida, it says that when a person is born, the Malach, everyone knows the first part of the Gemara, that the Malach touches you over here, you forget your Torah, Gemara. There's another part to that Gemara, that before the person is born, the Malach makes him make a Shavua that he's going to keep the Torah. It's two parts. So when we say, Asher loyna, v'loy nishba lemirma, that he didn't make a shavua in vain, it's not referring to this world. It's referring to that shavua that he made coming out of his mother's womb. That shavua was not in vain. Even the shavua he made before he was born, he kept. L'nish b'lemirma, he's a tzaddik. That he kept the shavua that the Malach made him make. And he did not violate that shavua. So that's why he teaches the puzzle. So again, let's start from the beginning of the puzzle. Which tefillah is going to get up to the Har Hashem? It's got to be coming from a tzad, from someone with clean hands, or bar levav. It's got to come with a full heart, with the kavana. And his nefesh is fully into it. There's full kavana. And his shavua that he made to Hashem that he'll keep the Torah was not in vain, that person yisav racha, that person will get bracha from his tefillah. That person's tefillah will be niskabel, and that person's tefillah will be Hashem will let it go up to Shemayim. This is how he touches the tefillah. So therefore, it actually does make sense to give your name over to the tzaddik. Meaning, there is an advantage to the tefillah of the tzaddik over a tefillah of a non-tzaddik. Even if in this particular tefillah you have the same amount of kavana. So even if you would argue in this particular tefillah you have the same amount of kavana, there is an advantage that the tzaddik has in the kabbalah of the tefillah, that is considered a factor in tefillah. And this is a going on the Tikkunei Zohar. So there's a going on the Zohar that he says this var. Okay, fine. The next ois we're going to skip. It's very, very kosher with Inyani Kabbalah. So we're going to skip that one. But at the end of ois Beis, actually, he just says one thing, an interesting halacha. This is a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara Brachas. It says that when a person's davening, Shlo yeh davar mafsik choytid beinoy levein akir. That's the lashon of the Gemara. You should never have a chatzitza beinoy ubein hakir. You should daven right in front of the wall. Now, obviously, the first thing that everyone asks is, well, then there's only one person going to daven by the wall, right? So, like, what about everyone else? Okay, so there's people in between, whatever, but it means like a tree or like something, a big hefzer. It should be beinoy levein akir. So the going says it means mikiris liboy. It means alpi nigla, but alpi soid. What it's saying is that there should be no mafsik between you and your kir lave, between you and your lave when you're davening. You should be fully connected with the words that you say, so that the peh and the lave are fully connected. And then why is it significant that the peh and the lave are fully connected? He's makasha that in Kabbalah, that the peh refers to one name of Hashem and the lave to the other, and you'll be makasha both. That's a little too complicated for right now. But the idea is, it's interesting, he learns, like we mentioned last time, that even though I'll pshat, what the Chazal are telling me is just, you'll have better kavanah if there's no mafsik between the wall, real pisoid, it's telling you much deeper in you. Okay? Okay. Now the going gets a little more practical. And he says, even though there's also a piece in the Tikkun Izayar, he says, koidem hatfila, which seems to be pretty practical, simple advice. But the point is that a person should look over the tefillah before he says it. Because if a person will have looked it over and understand what he's about to say, then he'll have more kavanah, he'll be more in control of what he's going to say. Most people, even when we're talking, the truth is not just by tefillah. Very often, even when we're talking to other people, you don't even chop what you said until after you said it. And then it's too late. Right? If we would always be careful to think before we speak, that's the best advice you can give someone. Right? Think before you speak. Very simple. Right? So in tefillah, for sure, it's like that. You know, we're so accustomed to just davening and davening and davening. He says, l'maisa, you have to look it over before so that it comes, mitech kavana. He says also, that's pshat in the Gemara Brachas, that the Gemara Brachas says that the Hasidim Rishonim would wait a Shah Achas before Tefillah. What were they doing during that Shah Achas? He said, this is what they were doing. They were chazering over the Tefillah, so that they would be prepared to say it when they're actually going to say it. Okay, which is a pella, because, how many times are you going to do that? But in order to prepare for the Tefillah, they wanted to know what they were about to say, get in the mindset of being about to say it, and then go forward and say it. So that's, he says, I saw lately in the Mabit that wrote the Kiryas Sefer and the Beis Elokim, and the Mabit was one of the Gedolim that lived in Tzfas during the times of the Beis Yosef. One of the most famous machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef is actually one of the main issues in Shvius. In Eretz Yisrael, is if you could sell land to Goyim. And by selling land to Goyim, does that pater you from Shvius? This was actually a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. And there's about 10 tshuvas that they wrote back and forth to each other. One of them held that a guy could buy it and take off the Kedusha, and one of them held not like that. And this was a major, one of the major, major machlokes in that the Mabit and the Beis Yosef had. So the Mabit is obviously a big gadol, but he says, he wrote a letter, and in the letter it's Bechazik Tefillah. So it's very interesting. So, you know, you think maybe this idea that sometimes we kind of get carried away in our davening and we're kind of spaced out or whatever, it's like a new phenomenon or something like that. So it's very clear from his writings that that's, people were suffering that all the time. This goes back 1,000 years. And he says, this is his eight. So when you daven, you're supposed to daven like this. Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to daven like this. Your right hand over your left hand and your right thumb inside your hand, like this. You see? Your hands like this and then your thumb like inside. So he says, this is brought down Shulchan Aruch like this. So he says, when you daven, before you start the next bracha, you should squeeze your thumb onto your hand. So to your, and then if you squeeze your thumb on your palm, because you're like this anyway, you should squeeze your thumb into your palm to remind yourself, okay, you're about to start a new bracha. You're about to start a new bracha, and you should remember to have kavana. This is the Makovol, the Mabit, you know, he's like, you know, Kabbalah, he's like giving you practical, the most practical.
Also, if you squeeze your toes or something, it helps sometimes with Kavanah.
Right, but he's saying you could make up your own, but he's saying your hands are in this position anyway. So once your hands are in this position anyway, just, you know, squeeze your palm before you start the next bracha. So that's what the Goyin is saying. If a person would think what the bracha they're about to say is about before they say it, you see, the Art School Siddur, for example, I think this one also, they have the title of the bracha right in front of, on top of the bracha, right? Yeah, this one does. In the Art School Siddur, they have the title of the bracha. So even if you read that before you start the bracha, so you have a little idea. Okay, I'm about to say the bracha Yerushalayim. This bracha is going to be asking about Yerushalayim. This bracha is going to be asking for Slicha. This bracha is asking for Parnas. So you're a little bit more focused. You have an idea. What am I about to get myself into? So that's the eights of the Goyin is giving. To have real kavana, yeah, you want to know each word as you're saying it, but it's not just as you're saying it, before you're saying it. Remember what you're about to say. That's the chiddush she's teaching us over here. Okay? Okay. Fine. I'll just give one other eitzah because there's 1 minute here. So there's one other eitzah that in each bracha, it's hard to do it in each bracha, but you could choose maybe one bracha in Shema Esrei that, you know, before you start, that this bracha, I have a specific thing that I need regarding this. In other words, a person is about to say the bracha, Atah Chayin Elavim Das. You say, I need das today because I have a meeting that I need das for. So I have a reason I need this today. I need parasa. There's a reason why I'm asking for this bracha, right? So each bracha, you have a specific thing that how it applies to you. So also before you start it, you say, oh, I need this. So that little reminder, this is useful for me. So you read the article thing, say, oh, slicha, that's good for me. I could use a nice cleaning of my neshama, a nice cleansing, right? Or refaino. I have, whatever it is, a person can connect to the tefillah that way as well. So that's another eitzah. All right? It means Hashem tomorrow. We will continue. Okay?
Good night, Rabbi. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.